Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode, we are going to be talking about redefining teacher leadership. It's more than being in charge. That's right. That's going to be our focus. But before we get into it, let's talk about three things I'm thankful for. First thing I'm thankful for is having some time to get work done at my dad's house, out in his yard. Those hours outdoors that I spent this weekend were very productive and very meaningful, trying to help just get his yard fall cleanup done. I just feel much calmer and happier knowing I was able to get some of that work done for my dad. Second thing is that my son is okay after taking a really hard hit in football. It's something like that. Moments like that remind me how precious health and safety are when something goes wrong. And my son took a hard hit. We didn't know if he had a concussion or not. It sounds like he didn't. It sounds like he's doing okay from everything we can gather. And I'm just so thankful for that. Third thing, I'm thankful that my wife was able to get some time with her dad and her sister over this past weekend. My father-in-law is selling his house and getting ready to... move into a different place. And so my sister-in-law, my wife, and my father-in-law got together and we're going through some stuff in the house. And I know that family is so important. Family connection matters. And I'm grateful that my wife was able to get that time with her dad and sister. All right, well, let's get into the meat and potatoes of our episode, everyone, our main topic, which is redirecting teacher leadership. It's more than being in charge. So let's first off talk about how leadership starts with responsibility. Leadership isn't a title. It's ownership, y'all. It is. It's ownership. It's that teacher leaders own their choices, their classroom, their impact. They have ownership over what they do. For example, a teacher leader is someone who can take ownership saying, hey, this lesson was a big old flop, and sharing maybe with their teaching colleagues or sharing with themselves, admitting to themselves that, hey, this is how it could be adjusted next time in order to make it so it can be successful. Teacher leadership starts with owning our actions. So leadership is not just a title. It's not. It starts with ownership. Next thing is that leadership, particularly teacher leadership, is relational. Now, leadership, it flows through connection. It's not about control. I think we all can admit that there are some individuals out there who might be in positions of power where they like to flex their control. Let's just be real. Let's call it as it is. But leadership flows through connection. It's not about the control. Teachers lead when they encourage colleagues, when they support students, and they extend empathy to those around them. You know, it could be something like checking in with teammates who look overwhelmed, or pausing to ask a student how they're doing. That's leadership. That's teacher leadership, y'all. That's really making an impact. It's not about the control. It's about the connection. Next thing, teacher leadership is about service. Real service. Is. Well, let me rephrase it like this. Real leaders notice needs and they step in without waiting for permission to provide service. So you don't have to wait to provide service. They step up, teacher leaders step up to provide service in a meaningful way without waiting to ask for permission. All greatness happens without this waiting to ask for permission. Service might mean mentoring a new teacher or sharing resources with others, or stepping into tough situations with a helpful hand. That's being a teacher leader. It's about providing that service. It could be stepping up and volunteering to cover a duty so a colleague can handle a family emergency. That's teacher leadership. Teacher leadership is about service. Next thing. Leadership, particularly teacher leadership, is growth mindset. There's growth-minded thinking around teacher leadership. Great leaders keep learning. They stay curious. They stay adaptable. They stay humble. Y'all, they do. Being a teacher leader means being willing to grow alongside your colleagues and students. I think of think about a teacher leader saying, "Hey, I don't know yet, but I'll learn with you. Let's learn this together." That's powerful when you have a leader who can admit that they're going to learn right along with you, but they don't know. You've met leaders, and I've met leaders that think they have all the answers. And if they don't know it, they make it up, and they would never admit to not knowing something. And that's some scariness right there when you have a leader who's just kind of mix it up as they go and claim that they know all the answers or act like they know all the answers. It's so detrimental. So guys believe great leaders keep learning. They're open to a growth mindset. And they're willing. They truly are willing to learn. They're not. They're not using it to. They're not using their leadership as a way of just flexing everything they know. They're willing to admit when they don't know it and learn right alongside everyone else who they're sharing the leadership with. And sharing their expertise with, because how can a leader possibly know everything? Teacher leadership takes courage. Leadership requires speaking up when something isn't right. That takes courage. That means defending a student's dignity, questioning a policy, or addressing inequities that others may ignore. And a leader will step up and say, hey, this is a concern. We need to look at this. We need to address this. A teacher leader will step into that role and do and say what needs to be said, do what needs to be said. Not just to flex just so, because they can, but in a meaningful way that will be impactful to the learning environment and to students and to teachers and other staff who are working with kids. Advocating for students being disciplined unfairly, for example, you know, that might take courage. However, a teacher leader will lean into that courage, even when it's uncomfortable. That's a part of that leadership role that the teacher leader will do. You know, teacher leadership, it provides vision and inspiration, y'all. Real leaders remind people of the why. It's kind of funny that, you know, remember your why. What is your why? It almost is like cliche, almost like it's almost been overdone. But yet there's still so much truth to that. I don't want it to become cliche because focusing on the why does matter. And so teacher leaderships provide vision and inspiration. They cast vision, they inspire hope, they keep the focus on students. I think about like sharing a story of student success in a meeting can provide like a recentering of the team if people are feeling beat down or if morale is a little bit lower. I look for those opportunities where I can share something that might be inspirational or give a little shot of inspiration and hope to revitalize the team if they're feeling down. Instead of, you know, there are some leaders who will lead by the way that they approach addressing vision and inspiration is through threats or insisting or trying to require people to have more of a positive attitude. Boy, that's not any way to lead. And that is not the way. We want to look for ways that we can strategically bring in moments of hope and words of affirmation that we can lean into that vision and inspiration. And then the last big area is that leadership builds collaboration, not competition. Teacher leadership is about the we, not the me. Ooh, I like that. The we, not the me. I didn't realize that rhymed. I did not realize that Ryan wrote that down, writing down some notes last night, but I like that. It's almost like a t-shirt. Teacher leadership is about the we, not the me. Which is true though. True leadership brings people together though, doesn't it? It shares credit. It celebrates collective wins. It's not about the me. It's about the we. Saying, hey, we'll figure this out as a team. Or look versus, you know, instead of saying something like, hey, look what I did. Or look at me. A teacher leader gives credit to the team. That it's a team effort. You know, where I'm at here, I'm in a collaboration team. I'm very careful. I'm not, when I use language, I'm very careful not to use things like me, but more we. That is something on a daily basis I'm leaning into the we talk because it's not about the me. It's not just me. It's we. It truly is we. Bottom line. Some people lose sight of that though, and sometimes leaders forget sight of that. Whether it's a teacher leader or an administrator, sometimes that can be very. It's very easy to lose sight of that. Over 22 years, I've seen teachers in real time. I've seen administrators in real time lose sight of that. And boy, they lose. People have a harder time of following those individuals. So it's got to be about the collaboration. It's not about competition. It's not about one person being better than another one. It's about the we. Truly, collaboration multiplies impact. Competition limits impact. So as we wrap up here, as I think about some takeaways and reflect on what was shared here, leadership isn't about being in charge. It's about how you show up. True leaders, true teacher leaders, take responsibility, build relationships, serve, grow, speak with courage, inspire vision, and foster collaboration. Every teacher, no matter their role, can step into this kind of leadership and transform the culture around them. So, I hope you found value in this episode all around teacher leadership. As I sign off, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people, and don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.